This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight is time up for TikTok.
Beijing, China should not have the control over Americans that TikTok gives them.
The ultimatum for the popular app used by 170 million Americans after the House passes a bill that would force its Chinese parent company to sell the platform or face a ban.
Keep TikTok! Keep TikTok!
The protest tonight from users.
It is 90%+ of my family's income. It's how we feed our family.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We want to begin tonight with the fate of social media app TikTok hanging in the balance. In a rare moment of bipartisanship, the House voted overwhelmingly to pass a bill that would ban the popular platform unless it severs ties with the Chinese Communist Party. President Biden vowed to sign the bill if it passes the Democratic-controlled Senate. And if the bill becomes law, it would give TikTok's Chinese-based parent company ByteDance 6 months to sell the video sharing app, or it would be removed from app stores and web hosting services here in the U.S. Now, TikTok's massive lobbying efforts were not enough to stop the crackdown, despite a flood of phone calls to members of Congress and these online influencers who were here in Washington visiting Capitol Hill. CBS's Cotton Farland's going to start us off tonight from Capitol Hill.
TikTok has lured 170 million American users with its quick viral videos. But perhaps nothing has spread faster than a plan in Congress requiring TikTok separate from its China-based owner or be cut off from its U.S. users. Just 8 days after it was introduced, the bill passed the U.S. House overwhelmingly.
Why in the hell would we want and allow the Chinese Communist Party to have access to our private data?
Despite an 11th-hour flurry of lobbying by TikTok.
Keep TikTok!
Which CBS News has learned paid to fly and lodge some of its most popular users to Washington this week to make their case.
My name is Gohar.
Including Gohar Khan of Connecticut, who posts strategy videos for college applicants to millions of TikTok-using high schoolers.
What would you do if it went away tomorrow?
I would have to figure out a whole new strategy for bringing customers in.
TikTok has launched tidal waves of push alerts urging its users to reach out to their congressperson by typing in their zip code. Some in Congress already worry this might be an example of how China could misuse users' personal information.
Basically, the company had used their geolocation data along with their zip code information to target these kids.
President Biden says he'd sign the bill into law, but it would have to pass a sluggish U.S. Senate first. leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee have expressed support.
This is a national security issue.
But whether China would allow a sale and who would buy TikTok are open issues, and questions remain about First Amendment rights.
Passing a bill that could lead to an interruption or an elimination of the app is a huge monumental decision that I wish more people understood.
In a statement to CBS News, TikTok says the legislative process was secretive and that the bill was jammed through. They argue because they say it's a ban. Former President Trump has opposed this bill, and Nora, that could be impactful with the now pivotal Republican U.S. senators.
Scott McFarland, thank you so much. Now to that sweeping racketeering case against Donald Trump in Georgia. A Fulton County judge today dismissing six of the 41 counts against the former president and top allies Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows. It's considered a legal setback for prosecutors, but Trump still faces 10 charges that could result in decades in jail. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee threw out charges that accuse former President Trump and several of his co-defendants of pressuring public officers to violate their oaths as part of an alleged effort to overturn the 2020 election. McAfee said District Attorney Fani Willis and her prosecutors were not specific enough about the violations, writing, "The lack of detail concerning an essential legal element is fatal." Just three of Trump's 13 counts were tossed, including one for his January 2021 phone call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
"I just want to find 11,780 votes."
Trump's legal team applauded the ruling.
"It was a step in the right direction. It goes to the sloppiness of, frankly, the prosecutors down there."
Former federal prosecutor Tom Dupree said it was only a partial victory for Trump.
"The judge's decision effectively has the result of narrowing the case against Trump and the other defendants. It doesn't eliminate it entirely, though."
"It is a lie."
McAfee's ruling comes ahead of a highly anticipated decision this week about whether Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade should be disqualified from the election interference case. Last month, the pair admitted to having a romantic relationship for about a year after Wade was hired, but denied any wrongdoing.
"The romantic relationship ended before the indictment was returned, yes or no?"
"To a man, yes."
The sprawling racketeering case against the former president and his associates remains largely intact. But if Willis is disqualified, another attorney could be assigned to the case, which could significantly impact the proceedings. Nora?
And potentially delay them. Nicole Killian, thank you so much. Well, a landslide destroyed one home and damaged several others early today in the Sherman Oaks neighborhood of Los Angeles. Video from the scene shows large cracks in the ground near a heavily damaged pool area. No one was hurt, but several people were forced to leave their hillside home. This community was hit with nearly 2 inches of rain just last week. Yet another winter storm is taking aim at the Rockies tonight, with possibly the biggest snowstorm in years set to slam Denver. While severe storms could bring in hail and tornadoes to parts of the South. So for more, let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis. He's with our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Nora, good evening. Three major weather stories playing out here over the next couple of days, all caused by the same low-pressure storm system. First, it's the snow. Major snow across the Four Corners, including winter storm warnings in Denver. The forecast, the biggest snow of the season, 14 to 18 inches across the metro. That begins tonight, lasts through the day on Thursday. You can see the timing here, heavy snow throughout the day. It gradually tapers going into Friday and Saturday, but really plagues us here across Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. The other story following, severe weather from Chicago all the way down to Waco. Numerous major metropolitan areas, hail, high winds, maybe even tornadoes that comes out of this. Storms overnight and through the day on Thursday. More storms again as we get into Friday, really hitting the south with very heavy rain. And then all behind that, very dry conditions, extreme winds, igniting a fire danger for us here, especially in western Texas, Nora.
Mike Bettis, thank you. Turning now to the political turmoil and violence in Haiti, a special team of Marines is now in Port-au-Prince, providing additional security at the U.S. Embassy there. This is a small group of the military heads in. Some Americans are being airlifted out, including a famous author. CBS's Christian Benavides reports tonight on the unrest and the continuing gang violence.
A dramatic rescue mission overnight to get Americans out of Haiti. Mitch Albom, best-selling author of books like Tuesdays with Maury, airlifted to safety along with his wife and eight others out of Haiti's violence-torn capital of Port-au-Prince. Albom was visiting his orphanage, Half Faith Haiti, with a group of volunteers when the state of emergency was declared, trapping him and the others for 10 days. The helicopter arrived in the middle of the night, a private mission spearheaded by U.S. Rep. Corey Mills and Lisa McClain.
It landed right out of, as you see in movies, you know, and somebody jumps out and says, go, 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 and you run underneath the blades and you jump in.
Albom grateful to be back on U.S. ground, but can't shake the thoughts of what he left behind.
You know, everybody inside started clapping, but my wife and I, it was a gut punch because, you know, all of our kids are still at the orphanage.
A team of Marines have been deployed to provide additional security and prepare for evacuation of the U.S. Embassy. This just a day after the nation's Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced his resignation. The transition to find his replacement is unlikely to be a smooth one. Haiti's capital, home to approximately 3 million, facing widespread gang warfare. Here at the border crossing of the Jabon, people are being deported by the truckloads, some stranded Americans fleeing. We met Troy Stalker, who is trying to get back home to Illinois.
Tires burning in the street, they'll block you. They don't want you to cross, they don't want you to get through. So today was a good day.
A sign of how tense things are here at the border. Less than a mile from where we are, two Haitian nationals that were attempting to cross the border were shot by members of the Dominican Army. Officials here in the Dominican Republic say that a scuffle had taken place and one of them was killed. Nora?
Christian Benavides, thank you for being there. Well, back here at home, the 2024 general election is officially underway, with both President Biden and Donald Trump securing enough delegates to get their party's nomination. Today, the president hit the campaign trail in the battleground state of Wisconsin, which he won by only 20,000 votes 4 years ago. In tonight's Listening to America, CBS's Nancy Cordes spoke to voters in the Badger State to hear what's on their minds.
Jay Wisenton co-owns a barbershop on Milwaukee's north side, just a few blocks from where President Biden spoke today. Jay voted for Biden in 2020, but is now undecided.
I've been seeing it from both perspectives, and I've been seeing it from the black voters as well. Like, yeah, we're going to vote for Trump this year. You know, we need Big T back in office.
We sat down with him at the Rise and Grind coffee shop, which is owned by Bobby Tatum, a lifelong Democrat.
I'm a Biden fan. I feel like he's... Unemployment is, you know, down. I feel like he's helping small businesses. I'm a small business owner.
Patty Granger is a project manager, a mom of two, and plans to vote for Donald Trump.
He is a very strong personality, but I like the fact that he pushes boundaries or doesn't come in as a politician.
Inflation is one of her biggest issues.
Almost $6 for four sticks of butter. And we're the dairy state. It shouldn't be that expensive.
How much of it do you attribute to the after effects of the pandemic? And how much of it do you attribute to President Biden's policies?
It's been years now since the pandemic. I'm not buying that anymore.
I'm still buying the pandemic because we're still getting the aftermath.
You feel like the economy is improving.
It is. Actually, it has. We ain't where we need to be. But I feel like we're headed in that right direction.
All three are uneasy about sending more aid to Ukraine, something Biden has been pushing for.
It's like, how can you send billions of dollars over there, yet our communities need it here?
A big issue here in Wisconsin is abortion.
For me, it's big. Being a woman and also having two daughters, it's important for them to have a choice for their body.
That's their own personal decision. You know, they should be able to have a choice whether or not if they want to keep a child or not.
And how are they feeling about age?
You've got an 81-year-old running against a 77-year-old.
I feel like the choice is very limited.
It's very limited when it comes to that.
Yeah. So unfortunately, that's what we have to choose from.
And that choice, they all told me, has them paying extra attention to Vice President Harris and whoever Trump chooses as his running mate. Harris made her sixth trip
here to this battleground state since she took office last week, and her focus, Nora, was reproductive rights.
Nancy Cordes, what a really interesting conversation. Thank you so much. Well, tonight, actor Olivia Munn is revealing her year-long battle with an aggressive form of breast cancer that led to a double mastectomy. And the biggest surprise, how she learned of her diagnosis. CBS's Roxana Saberi tells us about the test every woman should know about.
Do it for him, do it for your baby.
Revealing her diagnosis, Olivia Munn shared this emotional video on Instagram.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Split them up.
The 43-year-old, known for her roles in Marvel's X-Men Apocalypse and HBO's The Newsroom, says she was diagnosed after testing negative for 90 different cancer genes and 2 months after having a normal mammogram.
Let's do it.
She credits her OBGYN with saving her life after she calculated her breast cancer risk assessment score, 37%, and recommended additional testing, which led to her diagnosis. Dr. Elizabeth Komen is a breast oncologist.
So if you have a score, for example, that's greater than a 20% lifetime risk of breast cancer, you may be eligible to include MRIs in your screening in addition to potentially mammograms and ultrasounds.
The assessment includes questions like current age, family history, if the patient has given birth, and when.
How unusual is it for someone who tests negative on a genetic test to still have cancer?
Even if someone goes through genetic testing and for the genes that we are aware of does not come up with an inherited risk for breast cancer, it doesn't mean that they won't be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Munn appeared at the Academy Awards just last Sunday.
And right here.
She says she kept her diagnosis private until now because she needed to get through the hardest parts before sharing.
And by sharing her experiences, Munn says she hopes to inspire others. Dr. Komen recommends women talk to their doctors about getting a breast cancer risk assessment and that women at average risk be screened every year starting at age 40. Nora?
I'm glad she's sharing her story. I'd never heard of that test. Roxana Saberi, thank you so much. Well, a major discount chain is now closing 1,000 stores in the U.S., limiting options for shoppers. We'll have the details and the reason why next.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One of America's largest discount retail chains is planning to shut down about 1,000 of its stores nationwide. Dollar Tree said today it's closing 600 of its Family Dollar stores in the first half of this year. Another 400 Family Dollar and Dollar Tree locations will have their leases expire over the next few years, mostly because they're underperforming. A top auto safety group put more than a dozen automated driving systems to the test. We have the results. That's next. Now to an important consumer alert about those semi-automated driving systems in many new vehicles. Are they doing enough to keep drivers and passengers safe? CBS's Chris Van Cleve has the results of an eye-opening new report.
Holding phone now.
Those increasingly common systems that can help drive your car are not doing enough to ensure drivers are staying focused on the road, according to first-of-its-kind testing from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
They're not doing a good job.
IIHS President David Harkey.
It can be very dangerous. They are not self-driving vehicles. And so you see people who either intentionally or unintentionally misuse these systems and get themselves into trouble.
The new Insurance Institute ratings assess how well the systems monitor a driver. issue alerts, encourage shared control with a driver, and react when safety features are disengaged, like taking off a seatbelt. Of the 14 systems from 9 automakers tested, none earned a top rating. Just one scored acceptable, the Lexus teammate with advanced drive. Two others rated as marginal. What needs to change?
The biggest things that need to change are improvements in monitoring both the head, the eyes, as well as the hands to make sure you're ready to take control of the vehicle.
The report comes as lawmaker concern over these driver assistance systems is growing, prompting this exchange with NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy last week.
It sounds like to me it's not ready for prime time.
If it's only designed to be operated in a certain type of environment, it should be limited to those environments.
In a statement, the trade group representing automakers argues the systems help reduce roadway crashes and injuries, but this technology is meant to support a human driver operating behind the wheel. It requires the human driver to be attentive and engaged. Dialed in driving, even in our ever smarter cars. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News, Washington.
Heart of America is next with a teacher's lesson in love.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America with the kindness of a stranger that became a life-saving moment. CBS's Janet Shamlan reports.
Bear Silborowski was born with a rare genetic condition and was in kidney failure before his first birthday.
I love you.
With no family afit to donate theirs, Bear was on a wait list, but time was running out. Seeing a plea online, Jane Callahan made a life-changing call, offering one of her kidneys to a child she did not know.
I just knew if I was going to be tested that I would be a match.
You had that feeling?
Yes.
A 5-hour transplant surgery in December at Texas Children's Hospital.
Oh,
then this.
Your baby did really well. Everything's great.
The woman who made it possible, a single mom with two children of her own, told Bear's mom she'd love to meet.
It was one of the most profound moments of my life.
Now, too, Bear is recovering.
There's your new kidney.
Callahan says she feels great.
Hi there.
And two families are one.
So great to see you.
What does this say to you about humanity?
You get flooded with negative things all the time in the world. And very often, there are beautiful things that are out there. And you just have to choose to look at them.
Tonight, that beauty is Bear. Janet Shamlian, CBS News, Houston.
Bear and Jane, tonight's Heart of America. What a beautiful story. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Hope you have a good night.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.